In some rural southern towns, the holiday season has traditionally been time for tobacco auctions. Farmers would bring their crops to big warehouses where tobacco companies bid on them. It's a practice that goes back 100 years, but lately it has become far less common. From Greenville, Tennessee, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Twice a week in this rustic Greenville warehouse, a small group of farmers takes part in an increasingly rare custom. Inside these metal walls lie bales of tobacco leaves they've harvested from their fields throughout eastern Tennessee. They've brought their crop here to sell it in a fast-moving auction, an old-fashioned ritual where buyers representing big tobacco companies bid on each bale one at a time. Greenville is one of the top markets in the country for burley tobacco, a dry aromatic variety used in cigarettes and pipes. For decades, the city has hosted burley auctions, selling as much as $2 million worth each day. But the auction system is quickly fading into the past. Over the last 2 years, cigarette companies have begun abandoning it, instead buying most of their tobacco directly off the farm. Throughout the South, warehouses that host auctions suddenly are seeing their business dry up.
It's a sad day at the warehouse, and it's a tough business to be in right now.
Johnny Powers' family has owned tobacco warehouses in Greenville since 1937. He still holds auctions twice a week, but they're much smaller than they used to be. Now, only a handful of farmers bring their tobacco here, and the bidding, which once lasted hours, takes only a few minutes. Powers says the decline of the auctions marks the end of an era for his family and his city.
In the years past, it was a big thing here in Greenville. Lots of people came to town, and a lot of people were here to see their neighbor's tobacco sold and rejoice in what they'd done all summer long. We used to have a tobacco queen here in this town, and we'd have the governor here and all the officials here in Greenville, but it's not that way today.
Tobacco companies say the auction system is inefficient and gives them little control over the crop. They now prefer to contract with farmers at the beginning of the planting season and mandate specific growing methods to help assure the tobacco they buy meets their standards and needs. In exchange, farmers get a guaranteed price for their crop that's higher than they'd make at auction. The new system has taken hold so quickly that more than 70% of the nation's tobacco was sold under contract this year, and about 100 auction warehouses were forced to shut down. Fred Cyril closed his warehouse because he no longer could attract enough farmers to make a profit.
Here in Greenville, last year we had 6 auction firms. This year we have 4. Next year I don't expect, unless there are some major changes, that we'll have 4. We're really at a crossroads to see who survives and how.
Farmers like Wayne Brown are leading the change in the tobacco business. On this farm outside Greenville, he grows 150 acres. A fourth-generation farmer, Brown used to sell his crop at auction, but this season he contracted to sell it directly to R.J. Reynolds. He says the company offers him a good price, and unlike under the old system, he no longer has to pay commissions to warehouse owners.
I don't like anybody to lose business, and yeah, I have sympathy for individual people, but I'm trying to figure out how to stay in business myself, you know. And I guess if it comes down to what I can do to keep myself in business or worrying about a warehouse, when I've got to worry about my own income.
Critics of the contract system worry that it soon will force all auction warehouses out of business. And they say that could lead to lower prices because growers would be at the mercy of whatever a few large tobacco companies are willing to pay. Farm groups are working to prevent that, even going as far as subsidizing a handful of auction warehouses in the southeast. That, they hope, will assure that at least in some towns, the traditional song of tobacco auctioneers will continue. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Greenville, Tennessee.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.